Reportedly, only 15% of go-kart holders use the 9N Free scheme. So do you think this cut is actually going to affect people?
No. And I think this was a manipulative ticketing scheme to start off with. TransLink focus on how they can extract as much revenue as possible from all the commuters who go into the CBD and the students who travel to the university. They look at the numbers and they work out how to maximise the amount of revenue using various ticketing instruments, which is why they're so deeply opaque when it comes to fare reform.
So you're obviously unhappy with how the government is playing this announcement. What exactly do you think is wrong with it?
Well, if you look at the Fare Review Task Force Terms of Reference page that TransLink published, it says that the task force will meet and then produce a detailed options paper for public engagement. So that means that the first thing we should see from the task force is not leaks from the opposition transport spokesperson or scoops by the Fairfax media with private interviews with the Premier. What we should be seeing is a detailed options paper where the task force individuals' opinions about what we should do or what our options going forward are shared with the people, and then a decent quality community consultation process happens where the people get to give real opinions about what's going on. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is a bit of manipulation of the local, very compliant media in order to change people's minds or manipulate people's thinking before they go to the public with what information they do have.
Okay. How do you think the government could have done this better?
They could have started by heeding some of the calls from people like myself to unpack what was happening with the terms of reference. They're very, very open terms of reference that allows them to effectively do major reform without the remit to do that major reform. So they could have gone to the people with the terms of reference. They could have done interviews on the radio. So far, there's only been one interview done that referenced the fare review. So there's a lot of things they could have done.
According to the Fairfax article, TransLink are offering new options such as 50% fare discount after 9 trips or off-peak discounts rising to 30%. Do you think this is enough?
I'm not prepared to speak to rumours. This is all rumours. Information only given to a Fairfax journalist and then broadcast from there. If you want me to talk about stuff that might happen from the fare review, I want to see them actually action the things that they've promised.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I would encourage people to go and have a look at the Fare Review Task Force Terms of Reference and then make whatever representations they think are appropriate. There's the number there for the media person at TransLink, and you can ask them what's going on with the fare review. You tell them you want to make a contribution and you want your voice to be heard. Take it from there. Wait until they publish a decent amount of information before making up your mind. This is a bit of propaganda that the Queensland government are using against the people.